Hello, pals o' mine. Hope you had a great weekend. I had an interesting and diverse weekend. I was backpacking with 11 diverse women. Girls backpacking weekend. We were all a little wary a few days before because it was predominantly exposed and the temperatures had been around 90, low 90s, and you really don't want to be hiking, let alone backpacking in that. It just makes it miserable and you don't enjoy it. It was, I think we decided 13 miles up and back, including a wide creek crossing. I say creek, but it's a very wide creek. And then we ultimately camped alongside of a river. So the creek crossing, there were some strong currents, and so we couldn't just jump off rocks and leapfrog across. We had to actually wade through it, which was fine. There was one point where it was low enough, the water level, and you could see all the moss. There was a lot of moss. So on the way back, a couple of strands actually wrapped around my ankles. It was kind of odd. Never had that happen in a creek before. But as I said, it was 11 other diverse women. There was a woman who performs transplants. There is a vet assistant, a couple of bookkeepers, a grade school teacher. So it was a lot of interesting dialogue and dynamics. Nobody under 40. No, there wasn't. So it was just different conversations. And it was interesting psychologically, just observation. The woman who organized the hike, she had brought a tent, Black Diamond, and it's the one where it opens on the side, not the end. So she's sitting inside her tent with this wide opening, and so all these women were just kind of gravitating towards the queen bee, and were all putting their tents all around hers. And I thought it was kind of interesting that myself and two others were off in our own little spaces. Like, we didn't have the need to do that, that we like our own path, to forge our own way. It was just something that I noticed. So the river felt great. Some women brought suits. Some of us just said, hell with it, it's gonna dry anyway. We just jumped in with our clothes. It was a little chilly, but it felt great. And there was a river. Well, some people thought it was a river otter, others a beaver, but it was on the other side of the river, which was quite wide as well, so not too sure. Most of us believe it was a beaver because it just had a thicker head and body. But it was just fine over there, just kind of watching us, probably wondering who the hell we were and when we were going to leave. One of the women didn't know how to swim. And fortunately, when another woman had brought a tiny inner tube, the kind you'd have like for a four-year-old, because she was planning on wrapping some beverages to keep them cold in the river. And so it fit this girl just fine because she's petite. And so she, I can still see her. She's standing there, this adult woman, and this little kid's inner tube. It was so cute. And the rest of us all supporting her and encouraging her, saying, you know, come on, come on, we won't let you drown. We won't let the current take you away. And so it was like her own private adventure that she got on the other side of. It was very cute. Now, the other gal who brought the inner tube had brought a second one, so we were still able to keep some beverages cool because it was Cinco de Mayo weekend, and we had margaritas to drink, so we were covered. And speaking of drinking, it was another woman's first backpacking trip, and she didn't want to drink anything or drank very little because she didn't want to relieve herself in nature. She just couldn't wrap her head around that. And after much discussion and debate, we convinced her that it wasn't healthy not to at least drink water. Animals are going all over the place. It doesn't matter, we're just another beast. So she finally caved in and gave her body a break. So we passed around the dinner. Now, we didn't have a big meals. Usually backpacking events, we just have little snack stuff that we pass around, you know, not really hungry for something really heavy. And it's kind of fun to kind of just pass it around, kind of around the proverbial campfire. But in this case, it was in concept only because it was also a very windy day. And so we made that judgment call that probably shouldn't do it. It was pretty risky. The area has a lot of dry grasses already. So, but we did had form a circle around the organizer's tent. So we still had that camaraderie situation. And so we played that game, Truth, Truth, Lie. For those of you who aren't aware of that, it's you say three things about yourself. Two things are true. The third is not. So the group has to decide which one of the three is the lie. And what's great about that is you get to know other people in the group. Even people you've known a while, you may learn something that you didn't. So in this case, to give an example, there is one woman in her younger years had been on TV 20 times. Another had lived in 20 foster homes. So again, very diverse group. We went around the circle and said what movie title, actual movie title, best describes your life up to this point. I said it's a mad world. Another woman said Bringing Out the Dead. That's the Nicolas Cage movie. The ambulance driver, she used to be an ambulance driver, and she said it's just right on. It just really nails exactly what it's like, that job. So that's what her movie title would be. And then very quietly, the petite woman who had been afraid to go in the water with a little inner tube was sitting on the other side of me, and very quietly she said that hers would be Ghost. Her husband had been killed in a horrific auto accident after only 6.5 years of marriage, and when she sees that movie, it just brings it back again, and she can feel him around her, and that's what hers would be. Well, it got to being dark and we couldn't build a fire, so we just went to bed. Margaritas were a factor, a little sleepy after the hike and the warm day, and it was so nice to fall asleep listening to the water, to the river and the crickets, and look at the clear sky with all the stars. Just lovely, absolutely lovely. So we left next morning about 8:30 or 9, and that same little woman who couldn't go out to swim, was afraid of that. Again, this is how everybody's different. We're all ready to go. Everybody's ready to go. We're all packed up. It's about 8:30, 9 o'clock the next morning, except her. And we're standing around and we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. And she still hasn't broken down her tent. And we're waiting and we're waiting. And she finally gets it all in the pack. And then she looks around at all of us and says, "Oh, I still have to brush my teeth." "And you're all waiting, huh?" And then she goes off to brush her teeth. She didn't care that we were all waiting. It always takes one, I guess, every village. We're on the trail coming back, and one of the women, the one who had been an ambulance driver previously, was in front of me. And, excuse me, the gal in front of her was the one who organized the hike. And these two had known each other for quite a while. And she very quietly and calmly turned around and said, "Sarah, there's a snake here. So just stop, relax. Where's it going?" "It's going up the hill. It's not coming on the trail. You know, I'm just going to take some pictures of it." And I couldn't see Sarah's face because I was behind her, but her whole body was just rigid. You could see the white knuckles on her hiking pole. And it turned out to be a gopher snake, which is harmless, really. But it was about 3 feet long, you know, beautiful skin. And Sarah told me later that she was okay if she saw at a distance, but when it hissed, that's what freaked her out. It was the hiss. And I thought about that moment. Now we have a lot of rattlesnakes up here in the Sacramento area. They love to bask out in the sun, so it's not unusual to see them spread out alongside bike trails and horse trails. And you can hear the rattle. They're just letting you know, hey, leave me alone. And we give them a wide berth. Well, I was walking along this horse trail and I heard it coming out of a bush, which really freaked me out because I couldn't see it. If I can see it, then I know I'm okay. But to not be able to see it, I was just kind of going, okay, I'm just passing by, and it's rattling. I'm just moving along. It's okay. Just stay there. I'm almost by. Goodbye. So I totally understood her fear. Mine is spiders. I was in grade school age, and I remember pulling back the sheets on my bed, and there was this huge grass spider, you know, just thick. It looked like a half an inch big, which may not seem like very much, but when it's a spider in the middle of your bed, it's huge. I go running out, going, I can't go to bed. There's a spider. And she's like, what? So mom goes following me into the bedroom, and she's, oh my God. I mean, really, truly, it was huge. So then she doesn't want to touch it. So she goes running out, grabs my dad. My dad comes in and goes, what? He goes, he looks at it and says, well, I don't want to touch it either. Our hero. And my mom gets really pissed off and she's like, Ronald, she's not going to go to sleep with that spider there. So I don't remember what he did, but you know, he was kind of freaked out. And I think he got a piece of paper or something scooped underneath it. And I don't know, somehow got it out. And I could not sleep all night long because I knew that spider's friends and family were going to seek their revenge, and they were going to come out during the middle of the night and just completely cover my body. And it was just, oh, it was the longest night ever. But unlike a snake, there's no hissing or sound, like the stealth. They're just suddenly there. Now they have as much right to be in the planet as everyone else. I understand that, but I don't like them on the ceiling because I just know they're going to drop at some point on me when I least suspect it. Oh, have you read that they say the medical profession, when asked, you know, how many different things they find in people's stomachs when they do x-rays and things, they say spiders. I mean, a lot of cases of spiders, because when you're sleeping, your mouth is hanging open, you're kind of drooling, and spiders will crawl into your mouth and you swallow them. I know. Anyway, so back to the backpackers. Her, it's a snake. Me, it's huge, thick spiders. and so she also told me, the same woman who used to be an ambulance driver, that there's this idea that if you, something about the vagus, some nerve in your body called the vagus, that if you get hungry or feel hungry, then if you hold your breath 2 or 3 times, then that hunger will pass. That feeling of hunger will pass. Of course, it's not healthy to do it frequently, but so I haven't tried it out yet, but there you go. So I heard a Henny Youngman joke the other day, and he was a very funny man. If you are one of the few people on the planet that have never heard of Henny Youngman, then you have to Google him. He was the king of the one-liners, and he had a violin, and anyway, so I looked up a few of his jokes, and I just thought I'd share a few with you to make you, give you a few chuckles, hopefully, today. So here we go. I've been in love with the same woman for 41 years. If my wife finds out, she'll kill me. A doctor gave a man 6 months to live. The man couldn't pay his bill, so he gave him another 6 months. I've got all the money I'll ever need, if I die by 4 o'clock. I told the doctor I broke my leg in 2 places. He told me to quit going to those places. My grandmother is over 80 and still doesn't need glasses. Drinks right out of the bottle. A guy says, I'm so old that I forgot how old I am. An old woman says, I'll tell you how old you are. Take off your clothes and bend over. The man does this. The woman says, you're 74. The man says, how can you tell? The woman says, you told me yesterday. So hopefully those gave you a few chuckles. Do something different this week. This Mother's Day, call your grandmother as well.